We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is UB Basketball Insider with Coach Weitzel and Coach Jack, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, AdPro Sports, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. Here is your host, Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of the UB Basketball Insider Show. We come to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. Got a lot of good stuff to talk about over the next hour. Both men's and women's teams are coming off victories. Men's team has won two in a row. Women's team will play at home on Saturday. Men are on the road Saturday. We'll get you ready for all of it. But we get ourselves started with UB men's basketball head coach Jim Weitzel joining us for this segment. And Jim, congratulations on a good win the other night, a tough, a hard-fought win. But sometimes those narrow wins, maybe if you thought they weren't going to be so narrow, can have a little bit of benefit down the road. Is that an old coaching cliche?
Well, I think that's conference play, and it's MAC play. I think this year I've explained to our team is that three of our four games have gone down to the last couple of possessions. So I think you're going to see a lot of that. And then, like I keep talking to our guys, hey, who's going to get better? Can we improve week by week? That's what you want to do. And if you can do that, you climb. If you don't, you know, you're going to be frustrated. So got a big game in Central Michigan, but I was really happy with the win. I mean, we're still trying to figure it out and grow. And the times look like we've got it. Then other times you're still like probably like our fans or something. It's like, what are we doing? We got to get it going. So this is part of the process. So just stay after it.
And I think maybe both of those things happened in the win on Tuesday night against Ohio. The first half, the offense struggled. The second half, the offense blows up with 50 points, led by big second halves from Jonathan Williams and Antoine Johnson, and gets you that 3-point win. I think Jonathan was the story that a lot of people were buzzing about. I mean, eight straight games with double figures. So you're starting to see him get more comfortable and be a bigger player. But hey, a career high in a 24-point second half, is that another step, another level for Jonathan?
Oh, I think definitely. I mean, Nate really works at his game. He spends a lot of time in the gym. And I think what he is, he's also really learning like different nuances, like, you know, footwork, jump stopping, pivoting. You can see in that game.
Up and under move.
Yeah, he did a great job in that game, even the winning basket.
Yep.
You know, he pivoted basically, I mean, up, under, and around to get the bucket. And then he's improved consistently in terms of rebounding the ball. And I always talk to him about when you rebound, generally he plays very, very well. And so we're seeing good progress him. I'm really happy for him because he's being rewarded for all his hard work.
Where he fits in, I think, to your offense, you've got your outside shooters, Graves, Jordan, and Antoine Johnson. You've got Mbala, who can crash the boards. Janathan, is Janathan a little bit of that in-between guy? He can shoot the three, but he has given you so much in the paint over this eight-game stretch that maybe you weren't getting before?
No, I agree with you 100%, Paul, and I think that's an area we even talked today, like how to get in place down there a little bit more in the lane, because he's really developing a lane game, not so much low post game, but a lane game. And we think that's beneficial for us because then we're not shooting all perimeter jump shots. Now, he's a good perimeter shooter. He's certainly improved compared to what was last year from three. And he's become a better free throw shooter than he was last year. So we need him to get more and more involved in terms of just lane play overall, and different ways you can put him there, where you can cut him in there, you can let him drive there, you can post him there. So a couple different ways we've tried to keep building off that for him. So, but I do give you, it gives us more balance what we're trying to do offensively.
With Jim Weitzel, he's the UB men's basketball head coach. We are here on the UB Basketball Insider. Jim's Bulls are 11-6 overall. They are 2-2 in the MAC after two straight MAC wins. The other compelling story from the win over Ohio was Antoine Johnson. And I think every Bulls fan felt for him. He was in one of those slumps.
Right.
And you could just tell sometimes by his body language, a little discouraged. So to see him break out and have an 18-point game, 11 in the second half, we're going to have an interview with Antoine coming up later in the show where he kind of acknowledged it was a sigh of relief to finally maybe be out of that.
Yeah, I think, you know, Antoine, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, he's had a lot of good shots. And then we really sat down with him and talked about shot selection in terms of an area where he can really improve and not put so much pressure on himself. Because if you take three shots and two of them are maybes and another one's a good shot, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself that you better make that. You better make two out of three or at least, you know, one of the three from three all the time. And I think he really figured that out. And then the other thing is we've been pretty pleased with him defensively overall. We think we've given him some tough assignments and he's delivered there. So we like his energy. We like his toughness. We like his experience. I mean, Middle Tennessee, I mean, he played on a team that made the NCAA tournament, the NIT. He shot the ball well. He was a real important part of their program. So like us, we feel like he's maybe that pressure's off a little bit and just go play. And that's, and also along with it, continue to work hard and keep your attitude in the right direction. I think it's like anything, your body language drops a little bit when things don't go offensively. But we talk a lot about what are you doing the other 95% of the game? And I think he's comprehending, hey, I can rebound. I got to play good defense. I got to play make. I got to take care of the ball. I got to talk defensively. All those things make you a complete player. So I was really happy for him. I think our whole locker room was like, way to go.
They felt,
you know,
it.
Yeah, they which was really nice, which is really good.
I want to ask you a little bit about a couple of your big guys. Josh Mbala had some big plays, a big shot block at the end of the win over Ohio.
Yeah.
Brock Bertram is starting to give you some minutes. Talk a little bit about kind of the down low game that you're getting.
Yeah, you know, I think Josh has done a really good job on the boards overall. I mean, he's been in the top 15 in the country offensive rebounding really almost all year. So that's been a big plus for us. You know, he's got good pursuit for the ball. And then we're trying to develop him a little bit more in his lane game, you know. And I'd like to see him get there. He spends a lot of time on his free throw, and it's just going to be a matter of time before that thing starts going on a consistent basis because he's getting to the line, you know, six times a game a lot lately. So we like to see that. Then getting Brock back gives you a different space eater and a guy that's been around. So we need, for Brock, more the big thing is defense, rebounding, and then, finishing inside. And then for Josh, a little bit is kind of expand your offensive game there a little bit. But good to see both those guys get back, and we kind of need to develop that that area around the low post and the basket. That's an area we need to get better at.
Quick thoughts on Saturday's game, 2 o'clock at Central Michigan. Town Automotive, keys to the game. You'll be able to listen to the game right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on ESPN Plus. Central Michigan's third in the country at 83.8 points per game. Is that kind of the big storyline going into this one?
Yeah, they really get up and down. They're well balanced. They've got really five guys that can get double figures, and they got one off the bench that can do that. So a team that last year we played twice, and both games were really highly competitive. We were able to win them, but they were very, in the conference tournament, people remember that went down to really the last 5 minutes, 4 minutes of the game. And then here at our place, they had us down 18, and we came back in the second half and won the game. So they got a lot of those kids back. This is one of the better teams in the MAC, I feel. Playing them up there, it's going to be a heck of a challenge for our guys. So we really had a good practice today. We're going to be locked in and make sure that we're really following the game plan.
All right, probably going to be a lot of points in that one. Everybody loves points, so that's a good build-up for Saturday's game for Jim's team on the road against Central Michigan. The men's team back home again this coming Tuesday when they host Western Michigan. Jim, have a good road trip, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's Jim Weitzel, UB men's basketball head coach. When we come back, we'll talk to one of his key players. That would be Antoine Johnson. That's our next segment on the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Learfield IMG College.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes Conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us. So you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hey, it's Paul Santor from Santor's Pizza Pub Grill, and I'd like to introduce our own 1927 house brew, brewed by 12 Gates, try our exclusive Senex Street Amber Ale, or amazing Man and Topper IPA. This house brew is named 1927 because it's the first year Santor's Pizza was sold in Western New York. We've also named the beers after the street locations of Santor's restaurants over the years. There's no better tradition in Western New York than a Santor's Pizza, and now pair that with a local house brew that has the same love and dedication that has been in our food for 91 years. Santor's Pizza Pub Grill, always working to give our guests the very best.
Are you struggling with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol? You're not alone. Many people have feelings or experiences like yours at some point in their lives. When such experiences become severe, it's important to reach out for professional help and treatment. Bryland Behavioral Health System provides quality, compassionate care for all ages. Don't suffer in silence. Contact Bryland for help. Call 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com for more information. With help, there's hope.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Welcome back to the UB Basketball Insider Show. We're here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. We're going to call a little audible here. We're going to push our Antoine Johnson interview down a segment because Felicia Legette-Jack is here, and she's ready to talk. And
Let's
when you
go.
Are ready to talk and ready to go, I will not be the one to stand in your way.
Let's do it.
Right. So we're going to talk a little UB women's basketball because the women are coming off a big win. That happened last night, a victory over Bowling Green, 65-59, to improve their record to 11-4 this year, now 2-2 in the MAC. It was an interesting, fun, kind of slog it out game a little bit until your team turned up the defense a couple notches and holds Bowling Green without a point for like a 5.5 minute stretch late in the fourth quarter. It was pretty impressive, wasn't it?
I tell you, this team is really working hard to turn this entire head of mine gray before the end of this semester. But I like their energy. I like this young team. You know, they're going to keep me young. They really are fighting the fight that they know how to fight, but they don't know that when you have a lead, you got to really pour it on. They haven't gotten that piece yet, and that's a youthful team. That's a team that's still trying to find their way, and we really kind of try to put different combinations out there to see if that will work, but that didn't work, and then we went back to the normal team that's usually out there in the last 5 or 6 games, and that's the team that propelled us defensively to have some success.
Yeah, I mean, the defense is – this is a great statistic, and it's something that I know you are focused on a lot. Eighth time this year you've held an opponent to 59 points or less, and if we go back 3 years, your team is now 47-0 when you hold an opponent to 59 or less. And you know, and some people might say, well, of course, if teams don't score, you're going to win, but it's not easy to do that,
no,
is it?
Not in our conference. Our conference is they're electric. You know, I love what we're building. I just pray that we can continue with this two-team in the NCAA thing because we really are a conference that's on the rise, and I love what Central Michigan is doing. I love what Eastern Michigan is doing, and Kent State. I mean, we can't hold anybody, really, but when you do hold somebody under 59 points, you've done a good job, and I hats off to my team who kept a really good Bowling Green team who averages about 70 points a game under 59 to have that success.
They were number one in the MAC in points scored per game.
I'm so glad you didn't tell me that before the game.
Oh, my God. I know better.
Thank you, Sarah, for not sharing that information.
I know better. De'Asia Fair leads you in points with 26 points, but I think part of the story of what De'Asia did is what De'Asia always does, but coming back from not playing on Saturday and her response to that, not only on the court, but obviously for you as well, how important, how satisfied are you with that?
Well, you know, players play, and, you know, you miss a day, you don't lose who you are, you know. Just because you have a bad minute doesn't mean you have to have a bad life. And we don't just teach basketball stuff. We're really trying to teach young people life lessons and stuff. And, yeah, we got to spank you if you do wrong, but we don't have to send you 6 feet under. And that's our message to her, and that's our message to our team. And, you know, Joanna Smith gave me a call, text me right before the game, and she shared with me that she's been watching. I haven't talked to her in 3 years, and she said, defensively is who you are. Coach, get back to who we are. I don't like when we don't look good defensively. And so, and she thanked me for the life lesson we've taught her, and she wanted to pour that out to me when she sees me in February. But it reminds me every day when older people call me that I got to continue to teach the lesson the best I know how. I don't have all the answers. I tell that to parents all the time. I'm just trying to do my best to grow these young people to not just be basketball players and great students, but be character people that learn lessons through defeat sometimes, hard lessons off the court, but come back and just get back in line. Don't start over.
Do I need to mention on the broadcast Saturday to say hello to Joe because we know she's watching,
you know,
and credit her with getting this all turned around here?
Well, our team is our family, and once we got here, we just created this family. Started with Margot Guplin to Joanna to Sierra to Stephanie and all those people. They're still a part of this thing, and how we play is a credit to what they've done. And so when you don't play well, you don't just let yourself down and the team that we have down anymore. You're letting people that actually been in the grind here before who decided that they're going to tell their story, and it's important to them that we continue the message on who we are. And so now it's a little bit more of a burden, and our young people are getting that now. Our graduates are making contact with me and to them saying, no,
that this built up alumni base is watching.
It's starting to do a great thing. I love what we're building right now
with Felicia Legette-Jack, UB women's basketball head coach. Here we are on the UB Basketball Insider Show, getting you ready for Saturday's home game against Eastern Michigan. One other note about the BG game before we talk about the Eagles. Adebola Adeyi with another double-digit rebounding effort, 11 in the game. She is now second in MAC games at almost 11 rebounds per game. You love this young lady. You love everything about her. Yeah. She is a bundle of energy and passion, isn't
she? Yes, she is. You know, I see her with her. If she stays in the game longer, she's a double-double waiting to happen. But right now she's getting herself in trouble because she's fouling people unnecessarily. But she's fouling people because she's going so hard. She's so passionate about trying to, you know, do what we do here at Buffalo. But we got to continue to teach her angles, continue to teach her how you got to play this game and how you got to give up a layup sometimes for 4 or 5 minutes being on that floor. And I tell you, she came back today in practice ready to get better. And I can coach that kid all day.
Well, that's great. And she really, to see her and continue to improve, particularly the offensive end, because the rebounding's always been there, has been a lot of fun through her first 2 years. Okay, yes. You got another big challenge here, as you always do. It's Saturday at 2 o'clock at Alumni Arena. The Eastern Michigan Eagles come into town, 8-7 overall, but 3-1 in the MAC. They've won 6 of their last 7 games. You've started to dive into your scouting report. And as we deliver the town automotive keys to the game, what's jumped out at you about Eastern Michigan?
They can shoot the ball, and they are fast. They're like they have skates on. You know, they're so fast. And we got to be willing to play against players who look like they have on skates because they're so fast. And we can't do it by ourselves. We have to layer this defense. We have to really know that they're going to beat us because they're just faster than us. But if we can put layers of defense on this team, we're going to have a chance. And we can't give them a second chance by not boxing out. I don't think that we're doing the best job boxing out as a team. And if we don't box this team out, we're going to be in trouble. I think their offense is very sound, but our defense could become better. And if we count on who we are and do what we do, I think it's going to be a fun game to watch.
All right. Well, there you go. It couldn't be a better invitation for everybody to come out to Alumni Arena on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock to see exactly if your team, when your team does exactly what you say you want them to do.
Paul, I just want to thank you for all you do for our athletic department. You are all everything energetically with
thank
every
you.
Sport. You always feel like you're our guy for because you're with our team. But then I hear you with football. I hear you with softball. I hear you with the wrestling team.
Thank
and
you.
You're just as passionate. Passionate every play. We do pep talks here. You exonify that kind of word.
If,
thank you.
If Adebola Adeyi is a 10 on the Adeyi scale, yeah. Am I like in a 2 range?
No,
maybe?
I think you're about a 9.5.
Oh, that's
you got
the
some
nicest
work to do,
thing you've ever said
but you're
to me,
definitely
so.
Close to the top.
All right, I appreciate that very much. Always good to catch up with Felicia Leggett-Jack, UB Women's Basketball Head Coach. We'll have more women's basketball talk as we move throughout this edition of the UB Basketball Insider Show. We're back with more from Santora's on Millersport. This is the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Learfield IMG College.
Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Last year alone, Niagara Premium Chocolates helped schools and organizations raise over $2.5 million and is committed to making a difference in the local community. Starting a chocolate fundraiser for your organization is easy. Just visit NiagaraFundraising.com to learn more. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
When you're headed to the outdoors, head to Lockport Outdoor Store. Specializing in high-impact footwear and apparel, locally owned, we have the brands you love and all you need for the tough Western New York weather ahead. Men's and women's Carhartt workwear, rugged Choco design snowmobile suits, Under Armour, minus 33, and dual-fold long underwear. Stay warm, dry, and safe in our high-vis workwear. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Lockport Outdoor Store, Transit Road at Robinson.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
We're back at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. This is the UB Basketball Insider Show. My name is Paul Peck as we continue to take you through the latest developments and the previews for the UB men's and women's basketball teams. The men are on the road Saturday. They'll play at Central Michigan, and Bulls senior guard Antoine Johnson is looking to keep things going in a positive way. Broke out of his slump on Tuesday night with a big effort against Ohio, and that's where we started our conversation earlier today with Antoine Johnson. There was almost a sense the other night, Antoine, that there was a big sigh of relief from you, right? Were you feeling that way when you had the kind of game that you had, particularly after the mini slump that you were in?
Oh, yeah. I was just happy to see one go in, finally a shot, actually, you know, from the three-point. I don't know, like, when the last time I made a three-point shot. So it was just good to see one go in, and, you know, that definitely, you know, gave me a little spark of
confidence. How hard is that to deal with? I mean, you know, you hold yourself to a high standard like all major college athletes do. How hard is it to not get down when things just aren't going in the bucket?
It's real tough, actually, you know, because, you know, my shot, that's just, you know, I always go through like a little small spell, you know, where I miss shots. But for the most part, you know, I always be able to, you know, make shots. So, like, it was kind of weird to me to see what was going on. But, you know, I just stuck with it, and I just focused on what the team needed. So I just did all the stuff the team needed, and I couldn't worry about myself. I knew I'd be all right eventually.
People at home may be wondering when that happens, and based on what you're saying, it's happened before because it happens to everybody. Are there things that you can rely on to try to get out of it at all? Are there sort of drills that you can do or things that you visualize?
Right. I got this workout that I always do, and it usually helped me out. And this time, that's why it was crazy, because, like, I kept doing the workout, and it wasn't working. Like, it wasn't going for me. So I just stuck with it and kept doing it, and it just happened.
Coach Weitzel made it a point to say that one of the things that never did suffer while you were struggling with your shooting was your defense and all the other intangible things. Was that conscious on your part to say that this – I might not be scoring, but I'm going to go out there and do all the other things?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, especially like with guys like Vontae and Graves, you know, this day, you know, they've been here the longest. But, you know, I look at myself as a leader, too, just from my experience. But that would be selfish of me, like, you know, not to, you know, give my all to the team and do what's best to help them out.
Talking with Bulls senior guard Antoine Johnson here on the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Big second half, both you and Jonathan Williams in the win over Ohio earlier in the week. Big second half for the whole team. Anything change, any kind of shift of anything at halftime or thinking that allowed you and Jonathan to do what you did?
Well, I think Graves, that shot he hit at the end, even though it didn't count, that gave us a big spark. But with me, I just had to lock in because I was noticing, like, even when I was having, like, kind of good games, like, we were still losing. You know, I didn't like that. So I was like, I just want to try to do all I can to make sure, like, we don't lose, you know, this game. And even if I'm having a good game, like, I don't want to just have – I want us to win. and have a good game.
You know, it was a kind of a tough right down to the end, kind of battling victory. How valuable can those be now? You put a couple of them in a row together. You shook off the 0-2 start on the MAC season. How much can that random sort of mid-January win over Ohio maybe carry a little bit?
It definitely can, you know, help us out because it just shows us that, you know, especially in conference, that every possession matters. So, you know, we just have to, you know, make the most of every possession.
Are you guys starting to kind of get a feel for who you are and what you are, and maybe because the MAC is started and your matchups are much more even, give everybody a sense of what you feel like this team is doing well right now and what you want to see them do better?
I think everybody, what we're doing well is everybody just buying in now, you know, and we starting to listen to each other more so, you know, than take things offensive, because, you know, it ain't no excuse, but we got kind of a young team. You know, guys younger. You know, when you get on to somebody, you tell them something. If they don't want to hear it, you know, they might not take it the right way. But, you know, now everybody know, like, everybody just trying to help each other. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things for us right now.
You've probably been through that when you were that younger player, too. What kind of advice can you give to some of those guys?
I mean, it's definitely, as a younger, you know, all of us, every player on this team, we was, you know, the best wherever we was at. So, like, it's tough coming in, you know, you got a lot of other guys ahead of you, but just stick to the process. That's all you can do is just stick to the process.
This is your first go-around now in the Mid-American Conference, even though you saw it and you watched it and you practiced against it last year. But what have you learned about the MAC through four games?
The MAC is it's real competitive. Every team, you know, is real competitive. It ain't no team that you could just take lightly. Because, you know, especially us being Buffalo, like, everybody want to beat us. So it's some good competition, and we got to bring it every night.
Do you feel that from the opponents? Because this is maybe one of their games of the year going against you guys?
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel it from them. Everybody want to beat us. So.
Speaking with Antoine Johnson here on the UB Basketball Insider Show, getting you ready for the Bulls' next game, which is Saturday afternoon at Central Michigan. You're going to take on a Chippewas team that's gotten off to a good start here in the MAC. They love to run and gun. They're third in the country in points per game. As you're starting to get into a little bit of the scouting report and getting a feel for what you have to do against Central, are you excited going into a game where you know the team is going to want to run as much as you do?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for sure. We're gonna have to pay attention to the scout, you know which players can do what, and really just go out and just, you know, effort really at the end of the day.
And so when you're in those pregame warm-ups on Saturday there in Mount Pleasant, knowing that you found your groove a little bit, what's going to be going through your mind?
Really, I was putting a lot of pressure on myself at first, you know, with it being my last year, and, you know, we don't know what to expect. I don't know what to expect, you know, what's next, coming next. But I just had to tell myself, like, just play. You know, I've been playing a long time. So just go out there, relax, and just play the game and have fun.
All right. Have fun in particular, and more points from you would be fun to see as well, too. Have a good time on Saturday in Central Michigan.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Antoine Johnson's a great kid, and I think everybody around the program is happy to see him hopefully and likely out of that slump that he's been in. The Bulls are going to need his contributions as well, too, and it all starts on Saturday at Central Michigan, a game you can hear right here on ESPN 1520, pregame at 1:30. On the TV side, the game will be broadcast on ESPN+. We'll talk a little more men's basketball when Brian Wolf from the Athletic Communication joins us in our next segment on the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Learfield. IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes Conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Uncover 500 Pearl, Buffalo's newest destination to meet,
create, and celebrate. We're changing the way Buffalo meets with higher levels of service, luxury, and comfort. 8 unique spaces to bring your ideas to life, 110-room Aloft Hotel, 2 bars including Patrick's, Buffalo's highest rooftop, and more amenities coming soon. Don't miss a thing. Follow us at 500 Pearl.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value. Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill here on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We continue with the UB Basketball Insider Show. We come to you live every Thursday from 5 to 6 here on ESPN 1520. And we continue to talk men's and women's basketball at UB. Get you ready for a big weekend of basketball. As I mentioned, the men are on the road. It's a Saturday game at Central Michigan. You can hear it right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on ESPN Plus. For a little more preview of the game against the Chippewas, we welcome in Director of Athletic Communications, Brian Wolf. He travels with and is focused on the men's basketball team. So, Wolfie, give us an idea of what this game might be all about on Saturday, other than probably a lot of points, right? Are we pushing 200 points maybe in this one, possibly?
It's possible. I mean, if you... You know, these are two of the top three scoring teams in the MAC. Central Michigan leads the MAC. I think they're third in the nation in scoring at 83 points a game. They scored, I think, 136 against Mississippi Valley State earlier in the year. They can definitely...
Jerry Rice must not have been playing in that game.
Yeah, no, actually, but Lindsey Hunter, UB former assistant coach, head coach there right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, you know, they can definitely score the ball, and for those that have watched UB play, they the offense is there as long as the ball is being shot well. But these are two teams, for as long as you've watched UB Central Michigan, there have been points scored. And Buffalo right now is riding an 8-game winning streak against the Chippewas. 7 of those 8 games, they've scored 85 points or more. So, they're averaging almost 90 points a game during that 8-game winning streak against the Chippewas. So there's going to be points being put up on the board, so it's going to be an exciting up-and-down affair.
It's an interesting game as we sit here on Thursday to think about it Saturday, because it's a tough game against a good team, going to be pushed, going to be a lot of points. It's the defense probably decides it, and as we've seen from the Bulls, the 0-2 start, the 2 wins in a row, to me, this is really interesting, because I'm not sure you necessarily know what you're going to get from either team in these games, and this is one of those games where if the Bulls go on the road and win, it could be a really pivotal game. If not, I guess what I'm saying is I'm really intrigued to see how this one shakes out.
Yeah, I think that's the way the MAC's gonna be this year, is you're not gonna know who's gonna beat anybody on any given night. There's just so much parity in the league, but this has always been a hard place to play at. I actually really enjoy their pep band. They have one of the better pep bands in the MAC, so it's kind of always fun to go there. And you mentioned it, there's a lot of points being scored, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to who makes that defensive stop probably in the final minute, 2 minutes of play. But yeah, this could be a game that, if you realize you can go back out on the road and play against a Central Michigan team that's 3-1 in the league right now. They've beaten some really good teams in the MAC West. They beat Toledo the other night on the road. It might come back and say, hey, this was the game where we said, look, we can play against the best offenses, the best defenses, so we can go ahead and play with anyone in this league.
And you saying that got me thinking that, and Jim Weitzel brought it up a little bit, granted, the teams are very, very different from where they were last year, but that win over Central Michigan at home when the Bulls were down 18 and fought back to win was a pivotal game, and I'm sure Central Michigan hasn't forgotten losing to the Bulls in a rather tight game in Cleveland last year. So that bakes into this a little too, doesn't it?
It does, and there's kind of this like sneaky little rivalry almost between the two teams. I mean, if you look at really the Bulls' path to the MAC championship over the last 5 years, they've played Central Michigan and Cleveland three of those 5 years. So it's weird that there's kind of one team in the West, really one team at all that you've seen so many times in Cleveland in the conference tournament, and three of those times you've seen Central Michigan, and it just seems to be that team that. It's always coming down to a shot here or there. I mean, I can remember, I think it was Bobby Hurley's last season where Central Michigan hits a shot at the buzzer at Alumni Arena. There just always seems to just be those close games against this Chippewas team.
He's Brian Wolf. My name is Paul Peck. This is the UB Basketball Insider Show. We continue to talk UB men's basketball. Looking back at the win on Tuesday night against Ohio, we've already heard from Jim Weitzel. We heard from Antoine Johnson. But you pointed it out to me before. Antoine's such a great kid. Everybody loves him and respects him. I think the whole team was rooting for him to get himself a little bit out of the slump, and it looks like maybe that happened.
Yeah, and I think you got to give him a lot of credit. I mean, it had not been going well for him offensively for a lot of the year, but he's made some big shots. He hit big free throws in the win against Missouri State. He had a big defensive play against DePaul when things got tight late. He's just kept with it. He's been, a lot of times he's been asked to guard one of the top offensive players on the opposing team, and he's just given it all. He's the senior year. He knows he wants to go out on top, and you could see that a shot had been coming. You can see it in practice. You can see it in shoot-arounds, and it was great. I mean, a lot of it, I thought, too, is that he took really good shots. You know, sometimes when you're frustrated, you don't always take the best shots, but he took a lot of really good shots against Ohio. A lot of that's a credit to his teammates for getting him in a position to take a really high percentage shot.
And speaking of taking a lot of good shots and making a lot of them, Jonathan Williams was a big part of the story of that win. Beyond what he did in the 24 points in the second half, let's go back over the last couple of weeks with the 8 straight games and double figures. What have you seen that has gotten Jonathan kind of to the point where maybe a lot of us expected and thought he would be?
Well, I think when you look back on it, what's going to be probably one of the biggest shots that he's going to hit is that three-pointer he hit at the end of the game against Canisius. And that kind of pulled the Bulls ahead when Canisius had come back a little bit. And for someone who didn't play a lot his freshman year, for him to be able to hit a shot like that in crunch time, I think that really got him going, knowing that, hey, I can take the big shot. I can be the guy that gets the team going. And then from there, he took off. He had 19 points against Niagara. He played well against St. Bonaventure. Then he scored in double figures each one of these MAC games. Then he had a tough start against Ohio. But he just refocused in the locker room and took over. I think at one point he scored 13 straight points in the second
That's
half.
That's right.
And then when the game's on the line and you're down by one, they draw the play for Jonathan Williams, and he converted.
I think he's almost the most talented player every time you step on the court, and likely will the rest of the year. He's starting to play to that, and I think the results are coming from that as well, too. It's been a lot of fun to see him start to be the guy that a lot of us couldn't wait to see when he got here as such a highly touted recruit. Let's see if that continues on Saturday. Have a fun trip to Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
All right, thanks, Paul.
All right, 2 o'clock on Saturday for the men's team against the Chippewas of Central Michigan. When we come back here on the show, we'll shift gears back to women's basketball, and we will talk with Bulls sophomore forward Adebola Adeyeye, one of the nice surprises for the Bulls this season. That's next on the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Learfield IMG College.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get 2 lines for just $90 and 2 new iPhone 11s on us, so you can take a portrait built for 2 with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get 2 lines for $90 and 2 iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for Ultimate Turkey Italiano. How would you like it?
Can I get that like an artist?
Sure.
Presenting Subway's ultimate turkey italiano on ultimate cheesy garlic bread. Ah, a flavorful masterpiece. A glorious blend of turkey breast, pepperoni, Genoa salami, and melty, melty cheese. Plus, your choice of fresh veggies makes this creation a work of genius. Every ultimate turkey italiano is worth a thousand words. Mwah! Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at KaleidaHealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
When a seasonal cold or a slip on the ice gets the best of you, well now, Urgent Care is your plan for the unplanned. Conveniently located in your community, well now's quick care and exceptional service will help make it all better. Facilities are open 7 days a week with no appointment needed. Online check-ins available and most insurance plans are accepted. Visit wellnow.com to find the location nearest you.
We're back on the UB Basketball Insider Show. We're live at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. Great place to come. Stop in, grab yourself a little snack, a little dinner, plenty of sports on the TVs here. We're talking UB basketball for a couple of more segments. We're going to shift back to talk more women's basketball. The women are home on Saturday. Eastern Michigan comes to town. It's a 2 p.m. tip-off at Alumni Arena. You can see the game TV-wise on ESPN3. Going to be another big challenge for Felicia Leggett-Jack's women's team, but right now they're playing well and they're getting great contributions from maybe some players that wouldn't be expected by some Bulls fans. De'Asia Fair is doing their scoring, Tessie Onwuka as well, but they're getting great defensive effort and rebounding from Adebola Adeyeye, one of the sophomores on the UB team. She has been outstanding in crashing the boards. Earlier today, we had a chance to catch up with the native of Brampton, Ontario. You are red hot lately, and that's why your coach is saying all these nice things about you. How does that feel?
It feels really good. I really thank God for just giving me this ability, but also being able to show it on this platform. And it just feels really good to showcase all my hard work.
Well, all that hard work is starting to pay off with some impressive numbers, Addie. And in MAC games, in the four MAC games, you're averaging 8 points per game, but you're averaging almost 11 rebounds in those four, which ranks second among all players in MAC games. So is there anything that has changed in the last couple of weeks that has allowed you to elevate your game and almost double your stats across the board?
I'm really buying in. Like, in the beginning of the season, I had a tough time because I was trying to, like, do this and do that and, like, just figure out where my place was. But they're really the second half of our season, just really buying into what coach says and just really getting rebounds and knowing that rebounds really help us win games. And it's a part of the stats that people don't see or people don't really recognize, but it's a part of the stats that help us really win games.
43 rebounds in the last four games. You've had three games this year of 10 or more rebounds. Is it as simple as that, where you got that sense of, okay, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to be the best that I can be at it?
Yes, it's really just like me determining, because we have big posts in our conference and they really try to take you out. But it's really being determined and hunting those rebounds and really getting around them. And just like knowing that this is what I'm really in for. Like, the points will come, and the points do come off of the offensive rebounds. But just knowing that when I grab those rebounds, that it's not only for just me and for my stats, but it's for our team and to help us.
We're with Adebola Adeyi, Bulls forward, here on the UB Basketball Insider Show. You play with such intensity, passion, whatever word we want to use to describe it. At times, your coach has to dial you back from that intensity a little bit. Yes. What did she use the word to describe a couple of your fouls in the BG game, where she basically said, Addie can't keep clobbering these other girls. Where does that passion and intensity come from?
It really comes from my family. Like, to start with my mom, she's just a hardworking person. And my brothers, like, with all the sports that they play, they just give 100%, and they showed me the intensity, especially all of our, like, they used to do wrestling matches, and I'm the only girl. So, like, I'd have to be a part of it, and to, like, be able to stay up and play with my brothers, like, you have to be intense. So that just shows on the court, and just for my love for the game. And, like, I know God's using me to showcase his glory. So just putting all that out on the court and just giving it my best effort.
Tell us a little more about your family. How many brothers? What sports did they play? Were they basketball players? Is that how you got involved in this sport?
So I have three brothers, two older and one younger. And my older brother did start playing basketball in elementary school, and that's where I really, like, picked up the game. And, like, so he would have morning practice, so we'd all have to, like, go and wait and we'll stay with him. So, like, just watching that and seeing that, and then just, like, being able to another way to connect with my brothers. Like, my older brother, he played basketball, but then he started playing football. And then my other brother, he started playing basketball, but then he drove into football. And now my younger brother is really, like, he's really into basketball. He's starting to play football, but he's really into basketball. So just all those sports and just being active.
Where you come from in Brampton, Ontario, outside of Toronto, I think the world knows how important the sport of basketball has become, not just in Toronto, but across Canada. Yes. You've been involved in that as you came up from a younger lady. Give everybody a sense of what the sport of basketball means to Canadians. I don't know that you'll ever think or will ever agree it'll surpass hockey as being as important as it is in your country. Yes. But it's getting close, isn't it?
Yes. I feel like basketball in Canada is a way to just showcase what our country has, because a lot of people think of Canada and all they think of is cold and igloos, but we're more than that. Like,
if anybody's ever been to Toronto, the last thing they're thinking of is igloos.
Yeah. But it's really more than that. It's about the people. It's about the diversity and just all people of different ethnicities coming together to play one sport. And it's just, like, really brings all of Canada together. Like, when the Raptors, their finals, it just brought the whole country together, not even just Toronto, but people in Nunavut and places where you thought nobody was. Everybody was just coming out just to support one cause. So it really just brings people together.
We're talking to Adebola Adeyi, Bulls sophomore forward, here on the UB Basketball Insider Show. So you went away for a little while from Toronto. You went to Florida.
Yes.
Before you come back here. So what's the journey been like to go from Brampton outside of Toronto to go to Florida and then come back to Buffalo, where you're not all that far from home again?
I was really blessed with that opportunity to go to Florida, because I was not good. I was growling at people during basketball game. But I was really blessed with the opportunity, and even I knew, like, God had a bigger plan for me, because going there, like, I came in contact with some wonderful people who became my second family, and just being able to come in contact with people not only grow me as a basketball player, but as a young woman, and to be able to showcase that here now on this bigger stage, what they've done for me. So it's been a real blessing and just really good.
So as Bulls fans are starting to see more of you and more impressive performances, what can you tell those people that are starting to know not only how to spell your name, but how to say it? What are the next things that they can see from Adebola Adeyi?
There's just more to come. Hey, once you think that I've done something, well, just open your eyes, because I'm going to do something else. So just stay tuned, keep on watching, and keep on staying locked in with us.
Pretty good stuff there from Addie. She's a great young lady, and I think her passion that we see on the basketball court even comes out in an interview here on the UB Basketball Insider Show. And again, she's playing great basketball, much improved since the MAC schedule has started. She has doubled her point per game output and doubled her rebounding to the point where she is under 11 rebounds per game in MAC games, and that ranks second in the league. She'll be a key player for the Bulls to try to slow down a very athletic Eastern Michigan team on Saturday, 2 o'clock at Alumni Arena. A little more UB women's basketball talk when we continue from here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busybodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePaxPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePaxPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Final segment of the UB Basketball Insider Show from here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. We thank all of our previous guests, Jim Weitzel, Felicia Leggett, Jack, Antoine Johnson from the men's team, Adebola Adeyeye from the women's team, Brian Wolf, and we bring in the closer, as you said. We're going to finish this off with another victory. It's Sarah Trinelli, Assistant Director of Athletic Communications. Her focus and her travels with the women's basketball team. Nobody knows UB Women's Hoops better than Sarah. Let's start with Addie, because that was a really fun interview that we had. And it was even more fun to listen to Felicia Leggett Jack talk about her and laugh about her. And this is a little, we taped an interview with Felicia that will run on the UB Basketball Insider TV show Saturday morning, 11:30 on the CW23. And Felicia had us cracking up talking about how Addie is clobbering people out there.
She is. You know, she's one of the best kids. I mean, she really is just an absolute sweetheart, but she's the Energizer Bunny too. It's when she steps over the line onto the court, it, you know, the smiles are still there, but the focus and the icy look in her eyes are, she's just ready to go. And she has so much energy that now the challenge is to just channel it. But you know what, as Coach Jack will say, she'd so much rather dial a kid back than try and pump him up. And so they're starting to, they're working that fine line and finding that balance between passion and poise. And I think she's getting there. But yeah, Coach certainly has fun with her with some of those just brain dead whack-a-mole fouls, and she's just like, "Hetty, like, what are you doing?" But you know, I love the passion, and I'll take those every once in a while if you're going to get the effort that you're going to get from her day in and day out.
I think the interesting thing, and maybe you know, I think of, we've seen this with Teresa Onwuka, the development over the years of going from just having that passion and not maybe comfortable with the skills, to then developing the skills and then figuring out how to combine the skills with the passion. And as I mentioned, the numbers are outstanding for Addy since MAC play has started, among the top rebounders in the league. And it's been neat to see it, because last year she was missing a lot of those layups after getting the rebounds. Now she's figuring out how to get them in the net.
Oh, absolutely. And I think she's realizing, and you heard her say that, her defense and her rebounding ability turns into those points, right? Whether it's getting a defensive rebound and kicking out to the guards and kind of sparking that really historically over the last few years, really a powerful transition game for Buffalo, or whether it's on the offensive glass, turning some of those offensive rebounds into putbacks. And so, you know, I laughed yesterday. She grabbed a rebound, put it up, missed a layup, and grabbed it again and put it up. I said, there she goes, padding her stats again.
That's
but,
right.
But, you know, she really, you know, she's playing really hard, and I think she's starting to reap the benefits of that effort. And you know, you harness that energy into good and get her to settle down. And I think, you know, the other part of it is she's seen a void that needs to be filled. You know, that big spot has kind of been by committee and by rotation this year. You've had some injuries, and with players still trying to get healthy without a summer hemp pill, you know, there's minutes for grabs there, and there's a hole in that spot there that needs to be plugged. And I think she's really recognized that and said, okay, this is a void I can fill, and I can go in there and do my job. And you know what, if I have 4 points but I have 15 rebounds, I think she's okay with that right now, and she knows the offense is going to come. And I think that's been really big for Buffalo.
With Sarah Trinelli, Athletic Communications Office, talking UB Women's Basketball here on the UB Basketball Insider. Last two games been another interesting kind of lineup development, as we've seen Jessica Schiffer and Lauren Christie, the two freshmen, starting to get bigger roles, playing more. Jessica had her career high against Ohio, struggled a little bit last night. Lauren arguably hit the biggest shot of the night in the win last night. Give everybody a sense of the development of those two young ladies, not only their development as basketball players, but their development being in a brand new country as well too.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite remarkable when you think of, you know, the minutes that they've been asked to play in this different role that they're starting to take on. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot for any freshman, but doing it thousands of miles from home is a whole other challenge. But they've really embraced it. I think their teammates have given them an incredible amount of support. And you know, Jessie, you mentioned she struggled on the offensive end against Bowling Green after coming off a really hot shooting performance against Ohio, but her defense is what kept her on the floor last night. And I think that was the piece of the puzzle. Like, we know that she's a prolific shooter. She is a knockdown shooter. And when she gets hot, look out, because it's just going in, and she's going to see, you know, she's going to see blood in the water, and she's going to knock them down. But I think that the defense, it was still a little bit fast for her. The game hadn't quite slowed down, but yesterday she really made some really big stops. And I think was really key. And so you expect to see her to continue to play a lot of moments. And then Lauren, I mean, yeah, she only hit one shot, but boy, it was the dagger.
Yeah, it
I
sure
mean,
was.
She delivered the dagger, and I think you saw a lot of good things from her too. And she's still trying to get her stamina back. You know, she was out for a month, so I think she's still trying to get her legs under her and figure out where she needs to be on the court with these different rotations. But her wingspan and her ability to stretch the floor with what she can do to spot up and shoot it from three, but also put the ball in the bounce, you know, I think she's going to be a real big factor for us.
Yeah, my cohort on the TV broadcast, Amy Audibert, just kept raving about her length and her ability to do things defensively.
It's a perfect
that
body build.
Not a lot of people can do, particularly in the MAC. She'll need to do a lot of those, as Felicia told us. Quite the defensive challenge for the Bulls on Saturday at Alumni Arena, 2 p.m. tip-off, with an Eastern Michigan team that's won 6 of their last 7 games. 3-1 in the MAC, in Ariana Combs, a transfer from Oklahoma State. They have one of the top scorers in the MAC at just under 20 points per game. To keep the winning streak going, what has to happen on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Coach Jack will always talk a lot about what Buffalo needs to do, and I think that's the focus. You know, in the end, if Buffalo plays Buffalo basketball, they're going to win. But the challenge on the other side, you mentioned Combs. I mean, she's great. Autumn Hudson is going to be a problem in there. She's a really big physical body in there, and you saw Buffalo struggle with that with number 55 from Bowling Green last night. So I think the key is, again, just like last night, win the first quarter, get out to a good start, and then let your defense turn into your offense. I think when Buffalo sets the tone on defense, everything follows from there, and you just hope the shots will fall.
All right, we'll see you at Alumni Arena on Saturday. We hope to see all of you there as well, too. Another big home game for the UB women's team as they look to get their third win in a row. That's a game that you can see if you can't get out to Alumni on ESPN3. And, of course, the men are playing as well Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock. You'll hear that game at Central Michigan here on ESPN 1520, and you can see it on ESPN+. Better have that remote ready to work and the radio ready to work for a big Saturday of UB basketball. We'll wrap it up when we join you next Thursday from here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this has been UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.